一厢情愿。
And I feel I really owe you something.
我一直不大会用简单的话来诉说神的意思。
It's always with me that I'm not good at declaring God's matters in simple words.
请弟兄姐妹们在爱里包含。
So I ask you to forbear me in the love of God.
那晚上我们来到一个光一个情形。
Now this evening we have come to this.
实在也是一个严肃的一个时刻。
Come to this time, which is a very serious time.
也许我应该这样说。
Maybe I should put it in this way.
一直到今日。
Until today.
我觉得神借着一些古圣先贤，我们属灵的前辈。
I feel that until now, the Lord has used the saints of old time, all those previous spiritual giants.
他们有许多的人在神面前非常蒙恩。
So many of them have been so greatly blessed in His presence.
他们从主得着很宝贵的启示。
And they have received such precious revelation.
他们在神面前也有很宝贵属灵的经历。
And also before the Lord, they also possess such precious spiritual experiences.
他们为我们后辈的人留下很多的宝贝。
And they have left for us who come later in the days so many precious treasures.
若我们蒙恩，我们应该很谦卑的来承受这一份属灵的遗产。
Since we have been granted grace from God, then let us humbly receive all this spiritual inheritance.
有多人穷他们的一生的年日。
And there are so many of them who devoted all their lifetime.
他们在神面前的寻求和经历。
To seeking after the Lord and to experience God.
留下相当宝贝的交通给我们。
And they have left so precious fellowship for us.
我自己也常为着这个事情常感谢主。
I myself, for one, often thank my Lord for this thing.
我们今天能稍微认识神。
The reason that today we should have just a little bit of understanding of our God.
在神的话语中能稍微有一点的认识。
That in His word we could come to such insight of our Lord.
当然主要的是神的怜悯圣灵的工作。
Of course, this is through God's mercy and the work of the Holy Spirit.
但我们也要承认。
Then we have to admit that.
神的确也借着一些属灵的先辈们为我们留下佳美的榜样。
God does use all these spiritual forefathers to leave us some excellent spiritual examples.
我们靠着主，从他们承受了多少的祝福。
And by the Lord, how many of the blessings we have received from them.
但仍然需要我们在主面前，主保守我们，教导我们。
But still, we need the Lord in His presence to keep us and to instruct us.
我自己觉得说，我是一个比较守传统的人。
I myself feel I am quite adhering to tradition.
只要我觉得这是对的，我接受了。
As long as I feel something's right, which I have accepted.
特别我所尊重的，我觉得这是属灵的人、伟人，他们的认识，我是当作宝贝。
Especially those spiritual giants whom I respect, whose teachings I have accepted, I just treasure those things as very precious.
但是我也发现我身上有一个难处。
But also, I feel there is a problem in me.
就是所谓先入为主。
That is predetermined, incorporated prejudice.
我所以为对了，接受了。
That which I feel is right, that I have accepted.
我把它当作宝贝。
And that I just treasure so much.
这是全家的宝。
And I feel this is an heirloom to me.
在弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这些年里头，慢慢的，我从主的话里头。
Throughout the years, through the Lord's word.
也发现一些属灵的传统。
I discovered some spiritual traditions.
一些古人为我们留下来的一些的见解。
Some exposition being left passed down on us by those spiritual saints.
甚至有的几乎是所有神许多神儿女所共认的。
Some things are widely accepted by all of God's children.
我多多少少还发现，哎，这是传统的说法，为众人所为多人所接受的这些传统。
More or less, I feel these are the traditional insights which have been widely accepted.
和神的启示，神的话语，有的地方连不起来。
And they could not somehow connected, linked with God's word as they are revealed to us.
所以我慢慢地发现一个事实。
So gradually I find this fact.
圣经，神的话，是一切的权威。
The Bible, God's word, is the authority of all things.
人怎么解释，怎么领会。
No matter how people might expound it or explain it.
那和神的话合不起来。
If it is incongruent with God's word,
我们不能因为尊重先辈，
then we can just because we respect those forefathers,
而委屈了神的话语，
and then we simply disobey God's word.
因为神的话是最高的权柄，
because God's word is the highest authority.
人的领会可能错，
man's understanding could be wrong.
许多人的共同的领会可能错。
Even the commonly accepted understanding of all people could be wrong.
神的话语永远没有错。
But God's word will never be wrong.
很多的事情，很多的体会要修正。
So many things, so many understandings have to be corrected.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他的话语永远安定在天。
His word is secured on high.
所以有的时候对一些问题，
So sometimes, as to some issues,
我发现为什么会有和圣经合不大起来。
I find why that some of the questions cannot measure up against God's word.
因为有的事情在这个地方是这么说。
Because some things are being spelled out in such a way.
它是只是讲到这个事情的一部分的意思。
In this particular place, it only explains part of the whole matter.
不能单凭着这个地方，我们就抓住了，就觉得这事情就是这样了。
We cannot simply take hold on this portion of God's word and say this is the way it is.
有的事情，神在各方面、多方面来提说这一件事情。
As to some other things, God in many places talk about them.
我们就需要好好把有关主的话语都拿来放在一起。
Then we have amassed all the related God's words together.
我们要好好的来读它。
And study them thoroughly.
好好的仰望主来光照我们。
And sincerely asking for the, to the Lord to shine upon us.
也许我们盼望能得着一点正确的
Hopefully, we could gain some spiritual reality.
对圣经里面的一些教训。
As to the doctrinal teaching in the Bible,
有所谓灵异的解释。
There is so-called spiritual explanation.
关于一些灵异的解释。
Now, as to these spiritual explanations,
只要不是太离谱。
As long as there are not that much of far stretch, maybe our explanation may be different.
可能不大一样。
Maybe different.
因为这是灵异的解释。
Especially when it comes to spiritual explanation.
我有我的领会。
That you have your insight, I have my understanding.
不一定要要求完全一样。
We don't have to in all agreement.
但是圣经中的事实。
However, the biblical fact,
历史的事实,
the historical fact,
这是只有一个, 没有两个。
There is just one, there is not another.
是就是, 不是就不是。
Let it be yes and yes, let it be no and no.
不能是又而又非。
It cannot be being yes at the same time no.
因为历史,
because history,
是一个事实,
is a fact.
所以特别对于一些古圣古圣们的历史
especially as to the histories of the saints of old age,
我们不能所谓灵异的解释
we cannot expound it with spiritual explanation,
我们不敢用推断来推论这个大概是这样
nor do we dare just to estimate to induce that maybe this is the result.
特别一些重要的关键
especially as to those important pivot points.
我们更要很谨慎
We have to be very careful.
好好的回到主的话中
We have to come back into God's word.
我想有一节圣经也许有的人很熟我们来看一下彼得后书
Second Peter, there is this verse I suppose all of you are very familiar with
第一章
Second Peter chapter 1
我们从第十九节
Verse 19
看到二十一
节 To verse 21
我们并有先知更确的预言如同灯照在暗处你们在这预言上留意只等到天发亮晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的
19 And so we have the prophetic word confirmed which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart.
这是一个人读经很重要的一个态度。
This is a very crucial attitude as one comes to study God's word.
让我们在暗中能够蒙天的光照。
That in darkness we could be enlightened by heaven.
然后二十节这样说
Verse 20 says
第一要紧的这个中文的翻译不是很清楚
The Chinese translation of this verse is not that clear
他的意思说没有一个地方是可以随诗意解释的解说的
The Chinese Bible says none of the scriptural portion should be interpreted by personal thinking.
不能随我们自己的意思来解释。
It seems to say that we cannot interpret the Bible according to our own thinking.
不是这样。
But it's not so in its original.
原文的意思是圣经里面所有的预言就是包括神所有的话。
In its original, says no prophecy of the scripture of any private interpretation.It speaks of the prophecy.
没有可以单凭着一个地方就来解释。
No, the prophecies could be solely explained by one place in the Bible.
比方说我们晚上要看的所罗门到底有没有悔改。
For example, tonight we will examine whether Solomon repented or not.
你我不能从圣经里头抓到一个地方两个地方说、哎、他悔改。
We can never say, simply catch one or two places in the Bible about Solomon, and then say, oh, we now can decide whether he repented or not.
同样的，也不能凭着一两个地方说他没有悔改。
Likewise, we cannot just say that Solomon did not repent according to one or two verses.
感谢神。
Thank God.
圣经没有一句话说所罗门悔改 何解没有悔改。
In the Bible, none of the verses speaks of the fact whether Solomon repented or not.
但是圣经里面关于悔改这一件事情。
However, in the Bible, as to the matter of repentance.
和这个所罗门再生的一些的事情。
And regarding all the things about Solomon while he was on earth,
直接的、间接的有关于悔改的事。
All the things directly and indirectly related to repentance,
还有神是怎样对待人的。
And also as to how God deals with man,
所有有关的事。
All these points,
我们都要尽量把它找出来。
We need to find them out in the Bible.
然后求主光照我。
And ask the Lord to enlighten us.
这样，也许我们能稍微摸到一点真实的事情。
In such a way, maybe we could actually have a handle on the real spiritual thing.
也许我们能知道到底所罗门有没有悔改。
Then maybe we will really know whether Solomon repented or not.
这是使徒彼得在这里给我们的警告。
And this is a warning from Apostle Peter here.
没有可以凭单一个地方的圣经来解释属灵的事情。
That we can never rely on one single spiritual scripture to explain God's word.
好。我们还是回到本题。
So let's come back to our theme.
我们要从神的话里头来看，到底所罗门有没有悔改。
That is, from God's word, we will examine whether Solomon repented or not.
我们下午末了我们说过。
Now, at the end of this afternoon's sharing, we said,
所罗门偏离神的路太远太远了。
Solomon has so departed away, far away from God's word.
从前神多次的提醒他警告他。
Before God had warned him, reminded him so many times.
但所罗门还是我行我素。
But still Solomon did what he pleased.
做他所要做。
Did whatever he wanted to do.
所以神受不了。
So God couldn't stand it anymore.
我们的神。
Our God.
不轻易发怒。
Would never easily get angry.
这是神说的。
This is what God said.
他不像人，有的人随便发怒。
He's not like man who get angry so easily.
有的人发怒有理由的。
Some people become angry for a right cause.
有的人发怒没有理由的。
And the others without a cause.
他里面不痛快他就发怒了。
When they're not happy, they just vent it out.
你碰见他了就要倒霉了。
Then when you encounter a person like that, that you're bad day. Because he's unreasonable.
我们的神不是。
But it's not so with our God.
发怒这个事情对于神来说啊，这个慈爱的神啊，对发怒这件事情是件大事。
To this loving God, becoming angry is such a big thing.
可是
，But
在神的话里头
，In God's word,
神向所罗门发怒。
God did become furious towards Solomon.
而且说了很多非常重的话语。
And then he declared all those weighty words.
要把他的国夺回来。
That he would tear the kingdom from him.
赐给他的一个臣仆。
And giving the kingdom to one of Solomon's servants.
本来全数都要夺回的。
Originally, God would have torn all the kingdom back from Solomon.
纪念他和大卫所立的约。
But God remembered the covenant he made with David.
神纪念大卫。
God remembered David.
他敬畏神。
Who feared God.
所以还留多一个支派给这个所罗门的儿子。
So he left this one tribe for Solomon's son.
好，那底下呢，我们要知道，那到底所罗门有没有悔改？
Next, we would like to find out whether Solomon truly repented.
围着这个问题。
Now, for this question,
我说过了。
As I mentioned before,
蒙恩以后几十年，我都接受一个教导。
After I was granted grace throughout these decades of years, I just received this message.
耶稣，所罗门终于悔改了。
That praise the Lord, Solomon did repent.
因为他写了传道书，又写雅歌。
Because he wrote Song of Songs and Ecclesiastes.
慢慢的，我再回到主的话里头。
But gradually, as I come back to God's word.
我越过越怀疑所罗门到底有没有悔改。
More and more, I started doubting whether Solomon repented.
很多的事情好像他没有悔改。
Because so many things show that he did not seem to repent.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们要来看。
Now let's consider.
神说要把十个支派夺回来。
God said that he would tear 10 tribes away from Solomon
是给他的臣子,
and give them to Solomon's servant.
神有没有改变?
Did God ever change?
没有改变。
No, he did not.
正是把十个支派夺,被夺了。
So the 10 tribes were wrecked away from Solomon.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
神在怒中起,有这样的定规。
In God's fury, God had this a decree
如果所罗门悔改了,
that if Solomon did repent,
神会不会后悔?
Would God relent?
改变他对所罗门的判断?
And change his judgment on Solomon?
神常会因着人的后悔, 因着人的悔改, 神后悔。
God does relent because of man's a change or because man's regret.
我们今天下午就说了。
And this afternoon we mentioned.
人肉本来人该被毁灭了。
Supposedly man should have been destroyed.
那是他们因为神的审判，他们害怕，他们转向神。
Because of that, God's judgment, they became frightened, so they turned to God.
不后悔的神说，我必要后悔。
So the God never regrets does say that I will relent.
不降灾祸给他们。
From bringing these disasters on them.
两次说我必后悔。
Twice our God said, I will relent.
在神是非常严肃的，非常不容易的事情。
To God, this is such a serious, it is a very difficult task.
但是对于神对所罗门的审判。
But as to the judgment that God placed upon Solomon.
没有看见谁有什么后悔。
We did not see that God ever regretted.
事情没有什么改变。
Nor things were ever changed.
那我们要稍微来说一下。
So let's mention this a little bit.
回说这个问题。
As to this question.
我查考过13本书。
I actually examined 13 books.
里面有好几本是圣经的注读本。
So many of them are the
commentaries. 圣经的注读本。
The commentaries of the Bible.
好。那么其中呢有六本说所罗门悔改了
said that Solomon did repent
感谢主、哦、有六个作者跟你的看法一样
Thank God six of them have the same opinion as our brother
也跟我从前的看法一样
And as my previous opinion
他们凭什么说所罗门悔改了
According to what did they say Solomon repented
说法完全一样
They all had the same saying.
传道书雅歌这两本书
Based upon the two books Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs.
还有六本书
And the other six books.
我找不到他们论到所罗门有没有悔改这件事
I could not find any mentioning about the issue whether Solomon repented or not.
只有一本书
Only one book.
这一本书的作者是 Austin Sparker.
His author is Austin Clark.
The 连长的同工 Henry Foster.
He was the co-worker of Henry Foster.
在默想圣经人物这一本书里头
In meditating on biblical figures in this book.
12月1号
On December 1st.
这一篇他告诉我们说
In that message, He told us
在所罗门的作品中
Among all the works of Solomon
箴言传道书
Proverbs,
雅歌
Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs
他说这三卷书充满了善意的劝勉
All these three books are filled with goodwill exhortation
美好的应许
and wonderful promises
还有严肃的警告
and serious warning
告诉人说
telling people
人许多的痛苦是因为犯罪而来的。
Many of the men's anguish came from men's sin.
所以他劝人要敬畏耶和华。
Therefore, Solomon admonished people that they need to fear God.
但是
But,
在他这些作品中
among all this of Solomon's work,
我们找不到所罗门有懊悔认罪悔改的话语。
We couldn't find any word indicating that Solomon confessed his sins, repented.
他说所罗门不像他的父亲。
And the Bible says Solomon, that the book said they were not like his father, David.
在大卫的诗篇中
In David's psalm,
有好几篇的诗
many of them,
是大卫在神面前的认罪、痛悔、悔改的话语
indicated the words when David seriously confessed his sins and repented before God.
在 Harry Foster 的弟兄的感觉里头
in Brother Harry Foster's feeling,
他觉得所罗门这些作品
he felt that all of these of Solomon's words
不像大卫这样充满了懊悔认罪更来得米粒来得属灵的价值
did not have thatA spiritual meaning weren't that poignant as David, Solomon's father, who actually confessed his sins and repented.
他很简单，可是很中肯地点出他觉得所罗门没有悔改。
Very simply, but right to the point, this brother said Solomon did not repent.
那我要从另外一方面，从圣经中我们一同来看。到底所罗门有没有悔改
But I would like to view this issue according to the Bible from another perspective as to whether this Solomon did repent or not.
好，关于所罗门有没有悔改，头一个问题我们要解决的。
Now, as to the question whether Solomon repented or not, the first issue we have to deal with.
人说他悔改了，就根据他的三卷书。
Is that since people say Solomon did repent according to the three books he wrote?
那我们要问，这三卷书是所罗门什么时候写的？
They would like to ask, when did Solomon write his three books?
圣经没有交代说所罗门什么时候写这三卷书。
The Bible never tell us when he wrote this book.
有的人说他悔改以后写这三卷书。
Some people say, well, after Solomon repented,
特别是后面两卷
especially the last two books,
没有圣经的根据
without any biblical evidence.
就算他给他一半嘛，
可能
一半。
Well, we just give this person saying half of the credit. Yeah.
但是，我个人的一点浅见，所罗门这些书信也可能是在他中年的时候。属灵的光景猛保守的时候而受圣灵的感动而写这些书
But according to my superficial spiritual thing inside I would say that it could be that Solomon wrote these three books while he was kept by God in his prime time
弟兄姐妹们你们做裁判
Brothers and sisters I willWill you be the referee?
我有一个建议。
But I do have this.
一边给他五十分，好不好？一半一半。
Half and half as to all these things.
都不要强调，因为都没有根据。
We do not have to emphasize either one because we do not have any solid evidence.
表面看起来好像也有点可能。
But just by this superficial examination, it's possible with either case.
所以我建议你们两个看法各五十分。
So I would like to make this recommendation that you would score these two kind of sayings. Each one gets 50 points.
那好，我们先从他的作品来下手。
Now that first we would look at this issue from Solomon's work.
很关键的。还是传道书
The pivotal point is this book of Ecclesiastes.
如果传道书啊是他悔改以后写的，那雅各跟上没有太大问题。
If this Ecclesiastes was written after Solomon repented, then we could say the same thing about Song of Songs.
但是传道书能通过吗？
Can Ecclesiastes pass this saying?
虽然很多人说就是这个，所以证明他悔改。
Even though many people say, well, it is the way it is, so it shows that Solomon repented.
让我稍微提一点传道书里面的几个点。
Now, just let me mention some of the points in Ecclesiastes.
请弟兄姐妹做裁判。
And I would like to ask you to be the referee.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
你们欢也可以，听也可以。好。
Either you listen to my reading, or if you like to, you just find the Bible verse.
他那里说，传道者说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity.
到了末了，第十二章第八节。
And chapter 12, verse 8.
虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. All is vanity.
然后在传道书第二章，从第四节到十一节这一大段里头。
In chapter 2, from verse 4 to 11, this chunk of portion,
他说到他怎样享受人生。
Solomon mentioned how he enjoyed his life,
怎么从事大工程。
How he'd perform the great project,
买了许多的仆婢。
He bought so many of servants,
还有许多的牛群羊群。
Flocks and herds,
他的丰富啊，胜过以前耶路撒冷的众人。
His abundance surpassed all the people in Jerusalem.
他为自己积蓄了许多的金银财宝。
He laid up for himself so many gold and so much gold and silver.
还有许多唱歌的男女，天天唱歌给他听。
So many men and female singers daily they sang to Solomon.
他还有许多的妃嫔。
And so many concubines.
他说这样，我就力战。慢慢的昌盛了。
And he said, my strength simply grew.
胜过以往耶路撒冷的众人。
Better than all the multitude in Jerusalem.
请注意底下他说，我的智慧仍然存留。
My wisdom continued to remain with me.
还我眼所求的，我没有留下补给他。
Whatever my eye desires, I did not refuse.
我心所乐的，没有禁止不享受。
Whatever my heart desires,
因为我心里为这一切的劳碌的快乐。
I would not refrain myself from enjoying all the joy from my labor.
这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
And this is a portion of my labor.
后来我查看我所经营的一切事。
Then I look on all the work that my hands had done.
和我所成功的。
And all my success.
谁知道都是虚空。
Then it turns out that all is vanity.
都是暴风。
Grasping after the wind.
在日光之下毫无益处。
There was no profit under the sun.
好，那底下我们还要再看。
Then we'll continue to read.
在传道书里面，所罗门的教训是什么？
What is the teaching of Solomon in Ecclesiastes?
他自己经历了人生的虚空。
He himself had experienced the vanity of life.
他教训人说，
so he taught
people, 凡事都是虚空。
All things are all is vanity.
哎，特别注意哈，少年人。
Young man, especially.
所罗门说你们了。
Take note because Solomon is talking about you.
也说六十七年的我也是少年人。
Me, I'm 67 years old. I'm considered
young man. 所罗门怎么说呢？少年人啊
，Young man，
你们在幼年的时候当快乐。
Rejoice while you are young.
在幼年的日子，使你的心欢畅。
enjoy in the days of youth to refresh, to make your heart rejoice.
行你心所愿行的。
Do whatever your heart desires.
看你眼所欢喜爱看的。
See what pleases your eyes.
就要知道。
But know this.
为这一切事。
For all these things,
神必审问你。
God will judge.
啊，这个话记得哈，等一等再看。那接下去呢？他在十二章十三、十四节怎么说了
？And then in chapter 12, verse
这些事
13,
都听见了。
Now you have heard all these things.
他问少年人听了没有？都听见了。
Young man, have you heard all this? Yes, you have.
我所罗门。对少年人教训那么多。
Solomon had given so many teachings to young men.
总的意思，主要的意思是什么？
But what,
要敬畏神。
The gist, the whole summary of all the teaching is to fear God.
谨守他的诫命。
Observe his commands.
为什么？
Why?
因为人所做的事情。
Because everything man could do,
连一切所隐藏的事
including all the hidden things,
无论是善是恶
whether good or bad,
神都必审问
God will judge.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见
here it shows us.
前面说到所罗门是谁啊
Now before we mention who's Solomon,
这个传道书第一章
In Ecclesiastes chapter 1、
在耶路撒冷作王大卫的儿子传道者的言语
The words of the preacher the son of David king in Jerusalem
请记得圣经说到传道书是什么
Please remember what does the Bible say about Ecclesiastes
乃是一个传道人的话
It's the words of the preacher
不是一个堕落失败以后悔改的人的话
Not the words of the man who fell and who repented
这是圣经说到传道书的意义
And this is what the Bible says of the meaning of the Ecclesiastes
他是一个传道人
The author is a preacher
就假设说哈，就算我吧
Well, we just suppose that it's I'm a preacher.
我犯过很多的罪。
I've committed so many sins.
我离开神，得罪神。
I have departed from God.
那神向我发怒。
And God was angry with me.
神要远远的对付我。
God wanted to deal with me severely.
然后呢，我就说我悔改了。
And then I would say, oh, I have repented.
但他没有讲啊，没有讲他悔改啊。
But the Bible does not say that he repented.
那么他就站起来，像我今天站起来。
So this author of Ecclesiastes stands up and teaching young men.
少年人，请听。
Young men, listen to me.
听我这个传道先生教训。
Hear my the teachings of me as a preacher.
你们要敬畏耶和华。
Fear God.
你们虽然年少的时候可以随便欢喜做什么，欢喜来什么就来。
Even though when you're young, you can do whatever pleases you, wherever you want to go.
但是我告诉你们了，要小心了。
But let me tell you, be careful.
这一件事，神都要质问你哦。
God will judge you on all these things.
神要跟你秋后算账的。
God will settle the account with you.
少年人啊。
So young man.
趁着年少的时候。
While you're still young.
要晓得纪念造你们的神。
Remember your maker.
你们要敬畏神啊。
You fear God.
多多的蒙福啊。
If you do so, you will be greatly blessed.
弟兄，你听见这个老传道，向你们这些教训，你又知道这个老传道。多少的失败，多少的得罪神的事情，而今天在这里大言不惭的来教训你们要敬畏神，你服吗
？Young man, as you hear this teaching from an old preacher who have committed so many sins, and today he stands here shamelessly telling all these things, would you buy it?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters。
从传道书本身来看
，From the book of Ecclesiastes itself，
它是告诉人日光之下都是虚空。
It tells us that under the sun all is vanity。
他劝少年人要敬畏神。
He admonishes that young men should fear God。
如果 我是所罗门。
If I'm Solomon,
我今天神的催促要我来教导少年人。
Today, because of the urging of God that I should teach young men,
我若是真实的爱少年人。
If I truly love these young men,
是不是我应该对少年人说？
Shouldn't I say this to young men?
少年人啊，你们要好好及时爱主。
Young men, you need to love the Lord in time.
千万不要像我这个样子。
Don't be like me.
我得罪神，我没有敬畏神。
I sin against God. I did not.
我伤神的心。
I grieved His heart.
你们不要效法我。
Don't be like me.
你们要不要看我
？Don't look at me.
你们要仰望神。
Look unto God.
是不是这样
？Isn't that so?
他好像若无其事的教训起少年人来。
But this old preacher, as nothing happened, simply teaches young men. Just as in Romans, Paul mentions those Pharisees, they teach others, but they did not teach themselves.
叫人要守律法，不要偷窃，自己还偷窃庙里的东西。
They teach others that do not steal and obey the law, but they themselves steal things from the temple.
传道书啊，是所罗门悔改以后写的。
If Ecclesiastes is written after Solomon repented,
他也不过是像那些法利赛人遗留的人一样。
He's just at most like those Pharisees.
竟然一点都没有悔改的意思。
Without any feeling sense of repentance.
还在那里大言不惭的来教训少年人。
And there, he's shamelessly teaching young men.
许多要说这干，若是这样，所罗门的面皮够厚的。
May the Lord's precious blood cover my sin. If it's the case that this Solomon is really brazenly bold.
我觉得很稀奇。
And so I feel.
怎么那么多人都说他悔改呢
？I feel so amazed that so many people say Solomon have repented.
这变成一个传统的说法。
I believe one reason is this has become a traditional thing.
别人这么讲，我也这么讲。
Because other people say so.
我所尊敬的人，他们这样讲。
Those whom I respect, they say.
我也不没有经过大脑，我就照单全收。
And without even thinking in my head, I just received it all.
一本书过一本书，都是抄来抄去。
Because basically, books copy each other.
也就变成是理所当然的了，大家都这么说嘛。
Just becomes the way it is.
但是，所以我们要好好读主的。
Therefore, we need to study well God's word.
好，我们来找到底所罗门有没有悔改。
That's now searching the Bible whether Solomon repented or not.
好，我因为要找圣经啊。不能随便讲的。
I will not say anything easily because I have to base everything on the Bible.
我们来谈论这个悔改的事情。
Now let's first talk about this very matter of repentance.
圣经中有三个悔改的例子。
In the Bible, there are three examples of repentance.
好，那头一个我们要看的是一个。以色列的君王叫做亚哈。
First is King Ahab. He is one of the Israel's kings.
在北国以色列国的君王中啊，亚哈王啊是最坏的一个王。
In all of the northern kingdom's kings, Ahab is considered the worst.
做好多的事情都叫神难过。
He's done so many things grieving God's heart.
所以啊，有一次啊，神差遣。先知以利亚去告诉亚哈王。
So at this time, God sent Elijah the prophet.
这是在《列王纪上》21:20-29.
First Kings 21:20-29. Just very briefly, I'll mention a few points.
他对叫他去对亚哈说。
God sent Elijah to Ahab.
因为你卖了自己。
And told him because you have sold yourself these things evil in the sight of God. I will cause a disaster to come upon you.
将你除尽,
and totally devour you.
关书你的男丁,
every male that belongs to you,
无论受困的、自由的,
whether free or bound,
都要从以色列中剪除,
will be cut off from Israel.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
神的审判何等的可怕,
how dreadful is God's
judgment? 因为亚哈太得罪他了,
because Ahab sinned against God so much.
然后呢,
and then,
亚哈听见神这个审判,
Ahab,after he heard God's judgment,
他真是吓死了。
He was scared to death.
然后怎么样了？
So what happened?
他就撕裂他那个王头。
So he tore his kingly robe.
他在那里进食。
He fasted there.
身穿麻衣。
Put on sackcloth.
好，然后呢，睡觉、走路，他都是穿着麻衣的。
Whether he walked, whether he slept, he put on sackcloth.
穿麻衣的是就是懊悔悔改的意思。
Now, put on sackcloth simply means Ahab regretted, repented.
我们中国的老办法，长辈死了，这些晚辈啊，家属啊，儿女儿孙啊，要穿麻衣的。
In China's old custom, that if some elders pass away, the whole family members have to put on sackcloth.
因为家里有丧事。
Because there is some mourning here.
那你看这个大王听见耶和华的审判，他吓坏了。
This great king, upon hearing God's judgment, 白天黑夜
都穿着麻衣。
So day and night he put on.
本来他是一个以色列的大王。
He was a great king in Israel.
要是走在马路上了。
As he walked on the way, the road.
应该是很威风的。
He would swagger with this air of this chip on his shoulder.
我不是王，我也不会怎么走出威风的这个王的架子来。
Of course, we are not kings. We don't know how to walk in this way.
但是。亚哈听见神的审判
，But Ahab heard God's judgment.
他不止穿着麻衣
，Not only did he put on the sackcloth.
裸体露来啊，这弯恶心。
He was walking slowly, mourning.
一百岁的老人
，As though he was 100 years old, could hardly walk.
这是什么
？What is that?
表示他的害怕。
Because of it shows his fear.
对神的审判的害怕。
Fear of God's judgment.
然后呢，神又对先知以利亚说。
And then God said, said this to Elijah.
亚哈在我面前的自卑。
See how Ahab humbled himself.
先知，你看见了没有
？Prophet, did you see that?
因为他在我面前的自卑。
Because he humbled himself before me.
他还在世的时候
while he was in the world,
我不降这个祸给他
I would not bring this disaster upon him.
是等到他儿子做王的时候
But wait until his son became king.
我才向他降这个祸
I would bring this doom on him.
那是什么意思
What does this mean?
这就是这么一个坏王
Such a bad king.
那么得罪神
So sin against God.
死有余辜的一个人。
He deserved all the death.
他悔改不悔改值多少钱了
？How much is it worth, whether he repented or not?
神非常的重视。
No, but God cherished.
只要他那样是非那样害怕。
As long as he showed fear, as long as he humbled himself.
神说要降祸给他。
Even though when God said, "I will bring disaster on him," God relented.
神说我不降了。
God said, I will not do that.
让他等到他死了以后再说。
I'll wait until he passes away.
所以从这里看见什么
？So what does it show us from here?
一个人的悔改
，A man's repentance.
无论他多败坏
，No matter how corrupt.
只要他悔改
，As long as he repents.
神重视人的悔改。
God relishes man's repentance.
所以亚哈这个悔改没有值钱吗？钱？
So,
圣经其实很详细的记载。
Whether Rahab repentance worth anything, the Bible has such a detailed record.
那我们再来看。
Now that's considered another example.
还有一个。
Another person.
就是一个好王。
A good king.
就是西西家王。
Zechariah.
他本来很蒙恩。
Hezekiah. He was greatly beloved. He received such great grace.
但是后来啊, 他骄傲了,
but he became proud.
人的骄傲,
man's proud displeases God.
所以神啊,
therefore, God, through this prophet,
说,
prophesied that God would judge Israel and also Judea.
结果呢,西西家王和他的臣仆听见神的审判,
so Hezekiah and all his servants, upon hearing this judgment from God,
他们都害怕,
they were all frightened, they humbled themselves.
然后呢,
and then again, God relented.
不降灾给西西家王,
did not inflict this disaster on Hezekiah.
第三个实在的例子,
the third real example
是犹大国的一个最坏的王,
is the worst king in the kingdom of Judah.
这个王叫什么?
What's his name?
你们想的吗?
Does anybody know?
Manasseh. 这个真是大坏蛋。
This is such a bad person.
因为他得罪神那么厉害,
because he sinned against God so badly.
犹大国一定要灭亡,
therefore, the kingdom of Judah had to be overthrown.
神说了好几次,
and God had mentioned this many times.
有的王是好的,
some of the kings
他们敬畏神,
were good. They fear God.
可是神告诉他们,
but God told them,
这个国还是要灭亡。
Even so, this kingdom would be finished.
为什么?
Why?
因为马拉西得罪神,
because Manasseh sinned against God.
太伤神的心了,
grieving God's heart too much.
他那个罪的结果啊,
the,
就是要导致犹大国人灭亡。
The end of Manasseh's sin led to the destruction of the kingdom.
这个王啊, 他拜很多的偶像。
This king worshipped so many idols.
他拜耶和华, 他也拜很多的偶像。
He worshipped the Lord God, but also he worshipped many other false gods.
后来神的审判临到他,
so God's final judgment came upon
him. 他就被亚述王用摇钩勾住他的鼻子, 把他带到巴比伦去。
He was taken to Babylon by a Syrian king with hooks on his nose.
历代之下告诉我们,
Second Chronicles tells us,
在极难中,
in this distress, Manasseh,
他求告耶和华,
cried out to the Lord.
他才知道耶和华是神,
at this moment, he knew the Lord is God.
那就是从前, 他不知道耶和华是真神。
That is to say that before, he didn't know the Lord is true God.
他以为耶和华就是许多的菩萨中的一尊,
he thought that among all the idols he worshipped, the Lord God one.
有些不认识神的人,什么神都拜,拜多几个,
some people who do not know God, they just worship as many gods as possible. It doesn't hurt.
这个菩萨不能保佑我, 盼望那个菩萨能保佑我, 说拜多越多越好啊。
So if this God doesn't and keep me, maybe some other gods would do. The more, the better. So many of you came from Taiwan.
台湾岛已经变成一个偶像岛。
The island of Taiwan has become the island of idol worship.
台湾的偶像啊, 比台湾的人还要多。
Some people say Taiwan's idols are more than the actual population.
就像当日雅典城啊,
just in Athens,
雅典城的充满了偶像。
In that city, it's full of all the idols.
在中国大陆,
in mainland China,
开放了自由了,
after it's open to all,
偶像也多起来了。
All the idols just popped up.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
后来呢,
and later on,
感谢神, 他在极难中没有入走了,
Manasseh in his great distress had no way out.
没有一个偶像能救他,
now that his idols would help him.
他就转向耶和华, 求告耶和华,
he turned to the Lord God and
哎呀,
begged him.
他才发现, 原来耶和华才是真神。
Then he realized that the Lord God is true God.
所以他向神悔改。
So So he repented.
结果呢很奇妙啊。
Amazingly.
神就让他回到犹大国。
God allowed Manasseh to go back to the kingdom of Judah.
在那里继续做王。
There he continued to lead to reign.
奇妙吗？
Isn't that amazing?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这一个坏蛋悔改不悔改又有什么了不起啊？
This scoundrel, what does it matter whether he repented or not?
错了错了。
Wrong and wrong again.
神才不管他好还坏。
God doesn't care whether he's good or bad.
只要人真正向神悔改，神都重视。
As long as a person truly repents toward God, then God cherishes them.
这是从圣经里面给我们看见神对于悔改的重视。
This is from the Bible. It shows us God does cherish man's repentance.
在神宝贵的话语中
，In His precious words，
竟然也把这些真是好坏坏透的人，他们的悔改也写在圣经里头。
The Bible records the repentance of all these rascals corrupt to the core in His word.
我有一个问题。
And then I have this question.
如果所罗门悔改了
，If Solomon did repent，
圣经里头仅是那么怜惜，一个字都不提。
Why the Bible had spared any page indicating Solomon's repentance?
好像把所罗门的悔改隐藏起来，让我们后代的人在那里瞎猜。
As though God intentionally hides Solomon's repentance, so that all of us who in latter age have to guess on our own.
让好多神的儿女都以为他悔改了。
So many of God's people think that Solomon did repent.
神会向我们开这个玩笑吗？
Would God poke this kind of fun joke to us?
如果所罗门悔改，圣经一字都没有提。
If Solomon did repent and the Bible never mentions a word,
好像这不是神的做法。
It doesn't look like the deed of God.
好，还有。
Now again,
我们要看三个事实。
We want to mention three facts.
证明人可能堕落到一个地步，不可能悔改。
To prove this fact that men could fall to such extent that men do not repent.
想悔改也悔改不了了。
Even though they want to, they can't.
因为失去了机会。
Because they have lost this opportunity.
这都不是我想的，是圣经告诉我。
This is not from my own imagination. This is according to God's word.
头一个我们要看的，从历史上来看，头一个人。
The first person from history.
人类的第二代亚当的大儿子。
Is in man's second generation, Adam's older son.
他名叫该隐。
Cain.
他有一天用他劳苦耕种得来的土产献祭给神。
With the produce from his hard labor, and he just offered it to God.
他的弟弟亚伯也跟着他，把羊群中的头生的拿来做祭物来献给神。
And his brother, following him, offered this firstling from his flock.
神看中了他弟弟的祭物和这个他的弟弟。
And then God looked upon the offering from Abel.
神看不中该隐和他的祭物。
God did not look upon Cain and his offering.
结果该隐怎样了？
And what happened to Cain?
他就很生气。
He was furiated.
耶和华就提醒他。
And the Lord reminded him.
如果你做得好，
If you do good,
我当然接纳你啊。
Of course I will receive you.
如果你做得不好，
But if you do not do good,
你要悔改啊。
You need to repent.
可以见得，圣经说啊，如果你不悔改，
If you do not repent,
如果不然的，赎罪的羔羊就是罪。就伏在你的门口。
If you do not repent, the sin would crouch before you.
那里有两个意思。
And here,
一个是说你不肯悔改。
Meaning first is you do not want to repent.
你就犯罪了，罪等着你。
Now, you sin and sin is waiting for you.
但是呢，另一个意思。
But another meaning to this.
你赎罪的羔羊。 就在你的门口。
Another meaning is the redeeming lamb is right there.
你要蒙神喜悦，要靠做羔羊，不是靠做你自己的劳苦得来的这个土产。
For you to please God, you have to depend on the redeeming lamb, not upon your produce from your hard work.
该人没有接受神的意思。
But Cain did not accept God's teaching.
他起来引诱他的弟弟，把他带到田间，把他杀了。
He rose up, he seduced his brother, brought him to the wilderness and killed him.
你看，他没有悔改。然后呢，神又来了。
Then God returned.
我说该人啊
，Cain，
你的兄弟在哪里啊
？Where's your brother？
他怎么说
？What did he say？
哈，你怎么问我
？Why did you ask me？
我又不是看管我的兄弟的。
Am I my brother's keeper？
我哪里知道他到哪里去了
？How could I know where he went？
他的态度何等的骄傲。
See how arrogant his attitude was。
神告诉他，你不要赖。
And God said，
你兄弟的血从地里发出呼声。
Do not try to get away from this, because the blood of your brother cry out from the ground.
你不要说你弟弟在哪里，你不知道。
Don't you say that you don't know where your brother was.
弟弟是你杀的。
Your brother was killed by you.
他虽然死了。
Even though he died.
他的血在我面前控告你。
His blood accuses you before me from the ground.
然后神向他宣告咒诅。
And then God proclaimed this curse on him.
他怎么了？他还说神啊，有人要遇见我要杀我。
And he said, "Oh Lord, if somebody should see me,
我们的神太好了，还替他立一个记号。
He would kill me, and our God is so good.
叫人不要随便杀他，因为他杀了人，他能杀他。
So that people would not kill him so easily, because he had already killed
him.
God told him to depart from his presence to be a vagabond.
神啊，我不要离开你。
He did not say, "Lord, God, I do not want to
leave
you."
离开就离开吧。
And he simply said, "All right, I'll leave." So he departed far away from God.
在当日的时。那个世界里头
，wandering in the world in those days，
神挽回他
，God tried to restore him，
神盼望给他机会，盼望他悔改
，God hoped to give him this opportunity to repent， but he would not，
神拿他没办法
，so there's nothing God could do with him，
他宁肯漂流在地上
，he would rather wander in the world，
不愿意回到神的面前
，than to come back before God，
第二个人
，now the second person，
就是。以撒的大儿子以扫。
Esau, the first son of Isaac.
雅各的哥哥以扫。
Jacob's brother Esau.
他有一天打猎回来。
One day he came back from hunting. He was very tired.
看见弟弟在那里炖红豆汤。
He saw that his brother was cooking some lentil soup.
他说弟弟，拜托。来一碗红豆汤好不好
？Brother, how about giving me a bowl of your soup?
这个弟弟好厉害的。
And the brother was
very sharp. 没有问题，我可以给你一碗红豆汤。
He said, "Yeah, I could give you this bowl of."
但是你要把你那个长子的名分卖给我。
But give me your birthright as a first son.
以扫说：“你这个傻瓜，
这
个长子的名分有什么所谓啊？只是一种说法而已。”
What is this thing about birthright? It's just a thing.
那你要就卖给你吧。
Well, you want it, I'll just.
红豆汤比较现实。
Sell it to you.
吃了就解渴，就有精神。
This bowl of soup is more important. After I drink of it, it could relieve my thirst.
长子的名分，这个看不见摸不着。
This birthright of the firstborn is something that can not be touched and cannot be handled.
以扫轻看长子的名分。
Therefore, God's word says, Esau despised
the
firstborn's birthright. It didn't matter to him.
后来又过了一些日子。
And then many days after,
爸爸告诉他我老了。
His father told him that,
oh, 不知道什么时候要死了。
I don't know when I'm about to die.
所以孩子啊，
so、
去替我打猎，做一个我欢喜吃的东西给我。
Go out, hunt. and cook some game for me.
我要替你祝福。
I will bless you.
把长子的福会给你。
I will give you the birthright of
your son. 以撒听了好高兴，就去打猎了。
Esau was very pleased upon hearing this, so he went out to hunt.
这个老以撒呢，告诉儿子的话。
Now the word the old Isaac said to Esau.
老太太听见了。
Was heard by his wife.
利伯家听见了
，and Rebecca his old wife
就把他的小儿子叫来
，called his young her youngest son
孩子啊，你听我的话
，son listen to me
爸爸今天啊要把长子的祝福给你哥哥
，today your father is going to give the birthright of the first son to your brother
那你听我的话
，listen to my word
在你羊群中找一只肥找一只羊羔
，among your flock pick a fat
赶快把它杀了
lamb killed it。
我来帮你做一个爸爸，你爸爸最欢喜吃的口味了。
Let me cook it for you to make a dish most liked by your father.
然后还从箱子里头啊找出一个那个长子的衣服。
And also from the chest she found some of Esau's clothing.
衣袖上面呢都是满了毛的。
And full of hair on the sleeves.
因为雅各呢全身都是光滑的
well,
没有毛
since Jacob had a very smooth skin
以撒呢全身都是毛
and Esau was full of hair
雅各说、啊、我呢是拿着这个米味啊去见爸爸爸爸摸一摸看见我是雅各那我不是糟糕了吗
And Jacob said, if I should go in to see my father, and if my father touched me, seeing that I have smooth skin, then I would be in big trouble.
Mother said, 不用怕
The mother said,
你就要穿上这个衣服啊
Don't you worry, just put down this clothes.
让妈妈一摸，他就搞不清了
When your father touched that, and he would not know.
这个雅各又害怕，又想得着这个长子的祝福。
So Jacob being afraid, but also he wanted to have this blessing of the firstborn. So he did bring the skin to his father.
他说爸爸你赶快起来吃我所做的野味啊。
Father, rise up, please eat this dish of the game that I got for you.
记得哦你吃完了要为我祝福哦。
After you finish it, please bless me.
这个以撒听了。因为他眼睛已经花了，看不见。
Now Isaac, whose eyes were dim, so could not see well.
他的耳朵啊，还有一点灵光。
But still, his ears were working.
他说不对呀、啊，听听你的声音，好像是雅各的声音嘛。
And he said, "This is not right. Your voice sounded like
Jacob's voice." 孩子过来，过来，我来摸摸看。
Come over, son. Let me touch you.
你到底是雅各还是以扫
？Whether you're Isaac or Esau, Jacob or Esau.
全手上都是毛啊。
As he touched Jacob, yes. His arm was hairy.
他说，声音嘛是雅各的声音。
So he said, although the voice is Jacob's voice.
可是手啊，是以扫的手。
But this arm is Esau's arm.
他一闻到这个野，这个米味啊
，and once he smelled aroma from this dish，
老人家有没有流口水，我们不知道。
I don't know if his saliva came out。
可是他就太想吃了。
But he really wanted to eat this。
闲话不多说，还是就给你祝福吧。
And he just quit questioning him. Oh, let me bless you. After he finished the game，
后来大儿子来了。
And the older son came.
他说：“爸爸
，Father，
野味做好了。
The game he wanted was done.
感谢神，神今天让我得这好的机会。
Thank God that he gave me such a good opportunity.
抓到一个你最欢喜吃的东西。
And I caught this thing that you like most.
来，你赶快起来。
And I rise up quickly.
哎呀，以撒听了害怕了。
Then Esau became afraid.
啊，你到底是谁呀？”
Who are you?
你是我的大儿子吗？
Are you my older son?
哎，刚才我吃了这个野味，到底是谁呀？
Then, this game I just ate. Who's it from?
他清楚了。
Now he became clear to him.
原来你的弟弟呀，已经骗了我，我已经给他祝福了。
Your brother had deceived me, and I blessed him already.
那圣经怎么说？
Then what does the Bible say?
以扫就在那里放声大哭。
And Esau cried out aloud.
爸爸，你替弟弟祝福。
Father, you bless my brother.
你不能也给我祝福吗？
Can you bless me also?
难道你没有留下一点福可以给我吗？
Didn't you leave any blessings at all for me?
我们的圣经。
Our Bible,
中文的圣经翻译的不大好。
Our Chinese Bible didn't translate it too well.
他说以扫呢就替儿子祝福。
So Esau blessed his son Esau.
天上的这个甘露为你所有。
The dew in heaven belonged to you.
地上的肥土为你所得。
All the fertile land.It's for your gain.
好像他还得了一点长子的祝福。
As though he did receive some of the blessings.
只是原文少了一个字。
But the original.
原文的意思是说。
Has this meaning?
天上的甘露，地上的肥土，不为你所得，你没有份。
The dew in the heaven and all the fertile land will not.Given to you.
靠着自己去打拼去努力。
But by your own means, you have to work toil.
这是旧约里头的意思。
And this is what the Old Testament says.
到了希伯来书十二章。
When we come to Hebrews 12,
神的话来谈到这个事情的时候。
When God's word touches upon this point,
他说十二章。
Hebrews
12, 那里说又要谨慎。
And be careful.
十二章第几节啊？十二章十五到十七。
Verse 15 to 17.
好，他说我们要谨慎，恐怕有人失去了神的恩。
Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God.
恐怕有毒根生出来，搅乱你们。
Lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble.
因此。叫众人玷污，沾染污秽。
And by this many become defiled.
恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的。
Let there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau.
他因一点食物，把长子的名分卖了。
Who for one morsel of food sold his birthright.
后来想要承受父的祝所祝的福。
For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing,
竟被拒绝。
He was rejected.
虽然后哭且求。
He sought it diligently with tears.
却得不着门路，使他父亲的心转活。
He found no place for repentance.
好，这个什么意思
？Okay, what does
很可惜，中文的圣经有多事，加了两个字。你们看，父亲旁边点点点。
It's quite a shame that Chinese Bible added a few words indicating by the dot.
原文的意思是说
，It's original simply means.
以扫失去了这个长子的祝福。
Esau lost this blessing.
他就好哭切求。
He wailed, he cried aloud.
但是可以哭，可以求，但是得不着一个门路。
He begged diligently, however, there be found no place.
使他的心意转回。
For repentance, for the changing of his heart.
以扫可以哭。以扫的心转不回来。
Even though Esau will, but his heart cannot be changed.
不是他的父亲心不转回。
It's not that his father's heart does not turn.
在这里注意的是以扫的心转不回来。
Pay attention that it is Esau's heart that cannot be turned.
最后一句话说，这是你们所知道的。
Last word says.You know all this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
他们知道了，我们知道吗？
They know, they knew it, do we?
我们知道吗？
Do we know it?
这是主向我们的挑战。
This is a challenge from the Lord to us.
以扫可以哭。
Esau could have cried.
哭得那么伤心。
He could have cried.
可是以扫的心没有办法转回来，没有办法悔改。
However, his heart could not be turned, and he could not repent.
他贪恋世俗的心去得太远了。
His profane heart had gone so far away.
远到一个地方回不来了。
To such a point that he could not return.
这就是以扫的故事。
And this is Esau's story.
最后
Lastly,
我们还要提一个巴兰的故事。
We want to mention the story of Balaam.
也许巴兰的事情我们明天早上再讲。
Maybe we'll talk about things about Balaam tomorrow morning.
简单说一句，他是神的先知。
But briefly mention this, that he is the prophet of God.
人就蒙福。
If he blesses people, people would receive blessings.
他咒诅人，人就受祸。
If he curses people, then people would receive evil.
他的失败在哪里？
But where is Balaam's failure?
他为做钱，为做黄金。
For money, for gold.
他竟然被人雇去，要去咒诅耶和华的百姓。
He should be hired by other people to curse God's people.
神告诉他你不能同他们去的。
God had told him not to go.
你不可以去咒诅这些百姓。
God had told him not to curse these people.
他弄来弄去。
But doing this and that.
最后还是去了。
In the end, Balaam went.
神不要他去，不欢喜他去。
God did not want him to go if displeased God.
糊里糊涂的还是一头栽进去。
But he was so addle-headed, he just plunged in.
这一位神的先知。
Now this prophet of God.
终没有悔改。
In the end, did not repent.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
从前面三个例子。
From the previous three examples, we see.
人的悔改。神何等的重视。
That how God cherishes man's repentance.
把这些不值得提的人，我们以为不值得提的人，神好好的、详详细细的写在他的话。
To us, all these unworthy people did not worth to be mentioned at all, but God did record everything in detail.
所以我们要问说，所罗门如果悔改了，神能不说吗？
So we would like to ask this.If Solomon did repent, could it be possible that God did not record anything?
这个问题，等候弟兄姐妹们你们做裁判。
Now, this question I presented to you, awaiting your judgment as a referee.
后面这三个人。
Now, the last three people we mentioned.
一个是人类的第二代。
One came from the second generation of humankind.
还蛮新鲜的人了。
It was freshly made.
他虽然杀了他的弟弟,
although he killed his brother,
神还盼望挽回他,
God still hoped to restore him.
他就是不要,
but he didn't want it.
你看人有一种很可怕的堕落。
You see what a dreadful fall this man was.
我们想他应该悔改。
According to us, he should have repented.
可是他就不肯。
But he would not want to.
这个该隐是这样。
It was so with Cain.
还有以扫是这样。
It was so with Esau.
巴兰先知巴兰是这样。
It was even more so with Balaam the prophet.
我们不要以为悔改是很容易的事情。
Don't we ever think that repentance is such an easy thing?
No, 非神特别的怜悯。
Unless God's special mercy.
没有一个人很容易的就能悔改。
None of us can repent so easily.
好，那我们还有一些圣经中的事情我们要来看的。
Okay, there are more.Things in the Bible we need to pay attention to.
所罗门年老的时候
Solomon at his old age,
他被妃嫔所引诱去拜别神
was tempted by his wife and concubines to worship other gods.
耶和华神向他发怒
So the Lord God became angry with him.
因为他违背了两次向他显现的神。
Because he disobeyed God who twice appeared to him.
但是所罗门如果悔改。
But if Solomon did repent.
为什么 圣经一句不提。
Why didn't the Bible mention at all?
这是一个事实。
Now this is a fact.
第二。
The second point.
所罗门神向他发怒之后。
After God was angry with Solomon.
好像他仍然我行我素。
As though Solomon still did whatever pleased him.
在国中进行许多为了的大工程。
In his nation, he built so many grand projects.
怎么见得呢?
Now, how did we know this?
我把几节圣经给你们，你们回去再看。
I would like to show you some verses. Go home and read.
列王记上五章十三到十八节。
First Kings, chapter 5,
13 to 18. 第九章十五节到二十一节。
Chapter 9, 15, verse 15 to 21.
历代志下第八章七到十节。
Second Chronicles chapter 8, 7 to 10.
在这几段圣经里把它加起来。
Now, if you put together all these verses,
它来是说到一件事情。
They all speak to one thing.
就是所罗门建造许多的大工程。
That Solomon built so many great buildings.
他有一个原则。
There is one principle.
他施一个仁政，好在政治。
He was very good and doing all things justly.
那些大工程中的苦力啊，那些最重的劳动啊，都是用当地的那些迦南人来做苦工。
His labor force, which required most of the hard work, was composed of all the Canaanites.
他爱以色列的同胞，他不用他们来做苦工。
He did love his fellow countrymen. He did not use them to do this hard labor.
以色列人呢，做督工，做军长，做军兵，做这个军长。
They Israelites were used as soldiers or deputies supervising labor force.
多次的提起，所罗门不叫以色列人做苦工。
Many times the Bible teaches that Solomon did not put Israelites under forced labor.
登基的时候。
But after his son ascended to the throne.
列王记上十二章第四节这样说。
First King, chapter 12, verse 14.
那些以色列的长老和耶罗波安啊，来到罗波安的面前，就是所罗门王的儿子的面前。
And those elders, all those leaders came to Solomon's son.
他们求王一件事情。
He bowed him and asked him for one thing.
他说：“你父亲使我们负重轭。”做苦工。
Your father places a hard yoke on us and did hard labor.
现在我们求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松一点。
Now we ask you to lessen this hard labor, this heavy yoke on us.
我们就侍奉你。
And then we will serve you.
为什么这样呢？
Why?
我们要好好从这些事情。神不是圣经不是多次说所罗门不叫百姓做苦工吗？
Why is this a contradiction? Because didn't the Bible mention many times that Solomon would not put Israelites to hard labor?
那么这些以色列长老怎么来求这个新王让他们做的苦工少一点？
Then why did the elders from Israel came to ask the Solomon's son that please lessen the hard work.
他们就仍旧服侍罗伯安王。
So that they will continue to serve Rehoboam.
他们是乱讲的吗？
Did they say this without any base?
罗伯安没有说，我父亲哪里有做你们叫你们做苦工啊？
Rehoboam did not say, my father never put you to hard labor.
罗伯安是说，你们回去等几天。我考虑考虑再回答你们。
Rehoboam said, well, go back home. I will think about this in few days.
结果呢他听那些少年人的话说你要告诉百姓。
Then he listened to the young man and telling the people,
我的大拇指啊比我父亲的腰还粗了。
My thumb and my hand is thicker than the thigh of my father.
你们给我老实一点。
Just do as you're told.
我父亲叫你们做苦工。
My father told you to work.
我要叫你们做更重的工。
I will give you even harder work.
还有底下的刑具很可怕的。我父亲用鞭打你们，我要用鞋子鞭来打你们。
My father flip you with the cord. I will flip you, cord you with the scorpion whip.
耶罗波安和以色列长老说：“拜拜，你们顾自己吧，犹大家你们顾自己吧，我们走了。”他们都走了。
So Jeroboam and all the elders of the kingdom said, "All right, take care of yourself. We're all leave."
一面来说，神的预言应验了。
On the one hand, God's promise is fulfilled.
十个支派丢了。
Now, the 10 tribes of Israel are lost.
但我要弟兄姐妹注意的是这个。
But what I want you to note is this.
我们不要说神的话是矛盾。
Don't we say that? There is some contradiction here.
前面几次都说没有做苦工，怎么这里他们说做苦工了？
In the very beginning, the Bible says Israelites did not perform hard labor. But why is that? Then here, the Bible says they did.
弟兄姐妹们，我们读圣经要很小心。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be very careful.
不要你说啊，你看我又发现了一个地方了，你看这里又是矛盾了。
Don't you say, haha, I found another place where the contradiction exists.
这也是一些反对神的人啊，常在圣经中找毛病。你看这里一个矛盾，那里又一个矛盾。
Those who are against God do so. They just, pick up all problems here and there in the Bible.
他们粗心，他们不认识神。没有什么好说的。
They do not know God. They're very careless. There's nothing to that.
我们是神的儿女。
But we are God's people.
好好，不要马虎，不要主观，好好的、细心的来读主的话。
We are, as God's children, have to be careful. Don't be opinionated. And we cannot...do a very sloppy work here.
第一
First,
神的话不可能有矛盾。
That is, there is not possible for God's word contradict.
会后神向他发怒以后
After God was furious towards Solomon,
他也发现日子不多。
And Solomon realized that not many days.
可是还有很多的大工程没有完成。
But there still there were so many projects that had to be done.
他的雄心大志还没有完成。
All his great ambition wasn't finished yet.
所以着急了，怎么办
？So he became anxious.
要赶工。
What do I have to?
就要加班。
So work overtime.
加了那就不够用。
So Canaanites were not enough for all this.
那怎么办呢
？What did he do?
就要找这个老自己的百姓嘛。
So they had to enlist his own countrymen.
叫他们也来赶工来做苦工嘛。
Tell them to come to work overtime to try to finish everything.
不是这样吗
？Isn't that so?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters.
所罗门一面来说，
On the one hand,
他的意志很强。
Solomon was so strong-willed.
我们也可以说他不是为自己啊。
We could say, isn't Solomon we also?
他完全是为神的国有许多的建设啊。
For the kingdom of God, he has made so many projects.
那么趁着他还有的年日，赶快完成他的大工作。
While he was still alive, shouldn't he hurry up to finish all his work?
把神的国建造起来不好吗
？Isn't that good to build up God's kingdom?
我们中间有一些比较年长的弟兄姐妹。
Some of elderly brothers and sisters.
趁着还有一口气嘛。
Well, you still have the strength.
好好为神来干嘛？好好侍奉神嘛。
You just have to serve God with all your means.
求主怜悯。
May God be merciful.
我柯弟兄就有这个危机。
I, your brother Cole, have this kind of crisis.
已经80岁了。
I'm 80 years old.
还有多少年都不知道。
How many more years left for me? I don't know.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on me.
我要好好拼老命。
I just want to give the very best of myself. Faithfully serve God.
这个不对吗？
Isn't that wrong? That right?
可能对，可能不对。
Maybe it's right, maybe it's not.
No, 我是凭自己。来凭我的肉体
by myself, by my flesh.
我要好好多做工。
I just wanted to do God's work, giving the best shot of myself.
因为我很多时候亏欠神，没有好好服侍神。
So many times I feel I come short of God, did not serve Him well.
我讲到人会睡觉的。
As I preach, people tend to fall asleep.
缺少属灵的能力。
And I lack the spiritual power.
啊，求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on me.
所以我三年没有来了，因为忙。
I haven't been here for 3 years because I was very busy.
我的弟兄打来我柯弟兄，你能不能来？
Our brother Huang called and saying, Brother Cole, could you come?
对不起，我没有进食祷告，求问神说我要不要来。
I'm sorry to say that I did not fast and I did not inquire of God whether I should come or not.
我等候在神面前。
I'm simply waiting before Him.
这些年我没有多少主动去什么地方。
All these years, I never took initiative to go to any place.
我有一点情形。我等候在主面前。
If there is anything, any invitation, I just wait before God.
圣经有一个事实。
In the Bible, there is this fact.
我们神的儿女随时做好准备。
That as God's children, at any time we should get ready, be
prepared. 来回答人的问题。
So we know how to answer other people's questions.
所以求主又写遮盖我。
May our Lord cover me with His precious blood.
当上帝弟兄给我电话。
When Brother Huang called me, I look unto the Lord.
没有拦阻，没有禁止。
Since there is no hindrance and there is no forbiddance, I just can't.
我趁着还有一点，还有一口气。
So since I still have breath in me, I can.
我的身体从来没有好。
I never have a healthy body.
也没有胖过，都这么说，差不多。
I have never been fat. I always look the same.
小年轻的时候
，When I was young.
小学五年级开始
，When I was in fifth grade in elementary school.
六年里头大病五次。
In the 6 years elementary school, I had this.
每年到了春天了，就中温了。
Big sickness.
发高烧，流鼻血。
It's always in the spring that I have high fever.
抗战的时候
blow, nosebleed, and this is during war. So I don't know what happened. What's wrong with me?
照做人的看法
According to man's thinking,
柯连基早就该死了，骨头都找不到了
Brother Cole should have been gone by now, and even his bones could not be found.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我今天。还能站在弟兄姐妹的面前。
Today I'm still able to stand before brothers and sisters.
是神给我的日子。
It is God who has given me these days.
我读过西西家王的历史。
I have read the history of Hezekiah.
当他39岁的时候，神说你该死了，你要交代后事。
When God said to him, "You're about to die," set your house in order.
西西家在神面前哭了。
And Hezekiah wept before God.
他说：“我不愿意死啊。
”I do not want to die.
我还有很多的福都没有享啊。
I have so many blessings I haven't even enjoyed.
神竟然听他祷告。
And God did listen to his prayer.
再给他15年的岁数。
Gave him another 15 years.
但好可惜啊
But it's quite a shame.
该死不死
At the time he should die,
他要早死了反而好了
If he should die earlier,
因为他那个时候很蒙恩
Because at that time he was so greatly blessed.
在神面前光景很好
Before God, his spiritual condition was good.
你们要知道好好去读他的历史
You want to know this? Go study his history.
可是他留下来15年不肯死
But he wanted to stay another 15 more years.
好可怜啊，做尽好多得罪神的事情。
What a shame. He did all these works that grieve God.
你们还记得吗？刚才我说到犹大国一个坏蛋，最坏的王，马拿西。
I just mentioned the worst king in the kingdom of Judah.
马拿西是谁啊？谁的儿子啊？
Whose son is he?
就是这个西西不肯死的这个王的儿子。
the son of this king, Hezekiah, who did not want to die.
他早该死了。
He should have been dead.
他不该死。
But he did not want to die.
神再给他十五年。
So God gave him another 6 years.
在他再活了三年的时候。
While he was alive in the following 3 years,
生了一个宝贝的儿子，就是马拿西。
He gave this precious son of his, Manasseh.
他跟神立约了。
And he made a covenant with God.
你给我再活十五年。
Should you give me another 15 years?
我要教导我的儿女来认识你，来敬畏你。
I will teach my daughters and sons to know you, to fear you.
我要天常常在耶和华的殿中来赞美你。
I will praise you all daily in the house of God.
这是他对神的应许。
This is his promise to God.
结果呢？
And what happened?
他对神所有的事他都忘了。
All the promises he made to God, he forgot.
因为他娶了一个爱，他得着一个爱妃，就是马拿西的母亲。
Because he gained this wife of his, whom he loved very much, Manasseh's mother.
他的名字啊，中文的翻译叫薛斯巴。薛斯巴。
薛斯巴。
差不多了哈。这个名字什么意思呢？
What is her name mean?
哎，圣经里头的名字地名都有的很有意思的。
It's quite arresting that when you read the names of the place in the Bible.
薛示巴的意思就是我的喜乐在于他。
The meaning of her name is my pleasure is in him.
西西亚王得着这个爱妃。
Now, Hezekiah got this beloved wife.
这个爱妃真是大有本事。
And she was so.
能叫西西家王天天因她而快乐。
She was so good at making Hezekiah rejoice over her daily.
只要看到这个爱妃。
As soon as Hezekiah saw his wife.
想到这个爱妃。
Out of his beloved wife,
乐从心中来
and this joy simply swelled up.
什么都可以了，都满足了
Everything was fine. He was satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brother and sister,
也就是这个爱妃生了这个宝贝的儿子马拿西
It is through this beloved wife of Hezekiah,
西西家把王位留给这个宝贝的儿子。
Manasseh was born, and Hezekiah simply gave his throne to Manasseh.
我相信十字架前面有好些儿子。
And I believe Hezekiah must have had many sons before.
他就宝贝这个儿子。
But he just cherished this child.
把王位给了他。
He gave his throne to him.
可是。
But.
他没有把耶和华给他的儿子。
Hezekiah did not give the Lord God to his son.
竟然不认识耶和华。
So Manasseh should not know the Lord. Brothers and sisters.
这样一个坏王，神还怜悯他，还等他悔改。
Such a bad king, God should wait for him until he repented.
真是奇妙极了。
Isn't this amazing?
他做王最久，五十五年。
Manasseh reigned longest, 55 years.
这么一个坏王，让他做这么久干什么？
Such a bad king, why did God allow him to reign so long?
要是神问我一事，我说这个人该早死，赶他下台，不要做王。
If God should ask my opinion, I would say dethrone him, send him away.
神让他做了55年。
But God allowed him to reign 55 years. Why?
为什么？
Why?
会合适神等候马拿西悔改。
Could it be that God had been waiting all this time for his repentance?
神为什么这么耐心地等候呢？
Why was God so patiently waiting?
马拿西不知道耶和华是神。
Manasseh did not know the Lord is God.
他父亲把王位给他。
His father gave him his throne.
没有把神给他。
But did not give him God.
所以神知道马拿西的难处。
So God knew Manasseh's problem.
神忍耐地等候他悔改。
Patiently, God waited for his repentance.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们再说。
Now let me say it again.
所罗门如果悔改了，
If Solomon did repent,
难道神能缄默不语吗？
Should God keep his peace not mentioning anything?
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
那了我们有一点还要来看。
We have a few more things to consider.
就是说耶和华对所罗门的审判没有改变。
That is, the Lord's judgment toward Solomon never changed.
我们看到过多的事实了。
We have looked over many historical facts.
神定义审判人。
God is determined to judge man.
可是只要人真实的悔改。
But as long as people truly repent,
神就后悔了，
God will relent,
就改变他的审判了，
change his judgment.
但是所罗门，
But Solomon,
神对他的审判没有改变，
God did not change his judgment toward Solomon.
会后，这也是一件非常重要的事实。
And this is also a very significant fact. So it shows us,
所罗门是不是没有悔改？
That Solomon did not repent, didn't he?
另外一件事情。
Now another thing.
所罗门公然的抵挡、顶撞神的旨意。
Solomon publicly defy God's will.
神对他说。
God told him.
你既然行了这些悖逆的事。
Since you have done these rebellious
things. 不遵守。我所吩咐你该遵守的律例
did not keep the statutes that I commanded you.
我必将你的国夺回。
I will tear your kingdom away from you.
赐给你的臣子。
Give it to your servant.
好了，底下人不读了。
Then we'll skip the rest.
列王记上十一章十一节到十三节。
11:11-13.
好。那结果怎样了？
And what happened?
所罗门慢慢的发现，
Solomon gradually realized
这一个要来接收他十个支派的这个臣仆是谁呢？
Who this servant of his is who is coming to receive his part of his kingdom?
聪明的所罗门，
This wise Solomon
很快的他发现，
Very quickly,
没有别人，就是耶罗波安。
This is none other than Jeroboam.
他要来接管我国中的十个支派。
He would come to receive 10 tribes from my kingdom.
他受得了吗？
Could he stand?
受不了。
He couldn't.
他起来要追杀耶罗波安。
He rose up and he wanted to pursue Jeroboam to kill him.
耶罗波安知道了。
Jeroboam knowing this.
他怎么办？
What did he do?
他就逃命到埃及去。
He ran for his life to Egypt.
耶罗波安什么时候回来的？
When did Jeroboam return?
等到所罗门王死了，他才回来的。
Until Solomon died.
那弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
如果所罗门真的悔改了，
If Solomon did repent,
耶罗波安有需要流亡在埃及那么久吗？
Jeroboam, did he need to exile in Egypt for so long?
他可以大胆地回来啊。
He could have come back boldly.
为什么要等到他死了他才回来呢？
Why did he have to wait until Solomon died?
这是一个事实。
So this is another fact.
我们要思想。
We need to consider.
另外一个点。
Now another point.
他的父亲。
His father.
在年轻的时候。
While he was young.
被招到王宫里头。来伺候扫罗王。
Was called to palace to minister to King Saul.
结果呢，扫罗得罪神。
And later on, Saul sinned against God.
神借着先知告诉扫罗说。
So through a prophet, God told Saul.
我已经找到一个合我心意的人。
I found the one who went after my heart.
你的国位不能长久。
Your throne will not last long.
我所找的这个人要接替你做王。
This man I have found will replace you.
因为那个时候大卫还没有生下来了。
At that time, David wasn't even born.
慢慢的，过了八年，大卫出生了。
And gradually, 8 years later, David was born.
大概又过了十几年，大卫十几岁的时候。
In another 10+ years, when David was in his teens.
有一天，经过人家介绍，这个被鬼附的这个扫罗王啊，很痛苦的时候，就找人来弹琴。大卫被找到宫里头去了。
One day, other people introduced David to Saul, who was demon possessed, bothered by devil very much. David went in to play the harp for him.
他太欢喜这个年轻人。
And Saul was so fond of this young man.
因为当他受鬼魔的苦害痛苦的时候。
When he was harassed by the evil spirit.
只要大卫一弹琴啊。
As soon as David played harp,
这个恶鬼就害怕就跑了。
The evil spirit was afraid and ran away.
在座年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Young brothers and sisters in our midst.
有的人琴弹得很好。
Some of you play piano very well. Praise the Lord.
还没有会弹得好好学弹琴。
Those of you who haven't learned yet, practice well.
可以有机会在教会中侍奉。
So that you will have this opportunity to serve in the church.
弟兄。晚上你弹琴
，Brother, you play the piano this evening.
你有没有一个工人弹琴的鬼？弹琴的时候鬼就跑掉了。
Do you have this power that when you play piano, the evil spirit would just flee?
哎呀，若是有这样恩赐就太好了。
If you have this kind of gift, that would be wonderful.
把琴弹好，难能可贵。
Play piano well. This is something hard to come already.
若是还有一个工人啊。能够赶鬼，那就最好。
But if you have this power to drive away evil spirits, that's even better.
这个小大卫啊，了不起了。
Now this little David really was somebody.
他能听见他弹过琴啊，就不会忘记的。
He heard people play the harp and would not forget it.
他弹琴还能赶鬼。
And he would even
So
Saul was so fond of this young man.
可是慢慢的扫罗发现
And gradually Saul
realized
that this young person
会就是先知预言的神所找的那个合神心意的人啊
was exactly the one that the prophet had prophesied that this person would go after God's heart.
扫罗就定义除灭大卫。
So Saul was determined to kill David.
到处追索大卫。
He pursued after David anywhere he went.
大卫可能在旷野经过七年逃亡的生活。
David probably was in the wilderness after 7 years of wandering.
就是因为大卫，就是因为扫罗要除灭他。
It's all because Saul wanted to kill him.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们说。扫罗做这样的事是不是很得罪神啊
What would you say to this? Paul, Saul did all this. Didn't he sin so much against God?
大卫没有要造反啊
It's never in David's heart to rebel.
是神把他找来预定他做王
It is God who sought after David and predetermined that he should be king.
而扫罗这样对付大卫
And Saul dealt with David in such a way.
请记得
Please、
他不是对付大卫。
He wasn't dealing with David.
他是以神的旨意作对。
He was actually rebelling against God's will.
他神说大卫，就是公开了以神反对。
He tried to kill David. That simply means publicly he was against God.
等于他对神说，你要大卫来接续作王，不可以。
It's like he's saying to God that, no, it can never be that you want David to take my place.
你神要这样做，我扫罗不同意。
Even though you want to do this way, but I disagree.
这是多么得罪神的事情。
Oh, what a thing that sins against God.
但是说话说回来。
But as we return to our
faith, 扫罗这个王啊，是不认识神的。
Saul, as a king, did not know God.
也谈不到敬畏神。
Nor did he fear God.
他只是个老粗。
He was just some old country body.
但我们回头来看所罗门。
But as we turn back to consider Solomon,
他知道 耶罗波安要接要取代他的十个支票。
He knew that Jeroboam would one day take his 10th tribe.
他起来追杀他。
He rose up and he tried to kill him.
他所犯下的罪行。
The sinful act he committed.
是不是比扫罗王对大卫这一件事情罪该多加几等？
Are they more serious or demanding more condemnation than what Saul did to David?
扫罗从来不知道认识敬畏神的人。
Saul was the one who never knew how to fear God.
但所罗门不一样。
But Solomon wasn't so.
他是那么特别蒙神的恩典。
He was so specially favored by God.
那么得着神的爱慕拣选。
He was so chosen, taken care of.
神多次向他显现。
Many times God appeared to him.
神和他和神之间的关系是超然的。
The relationship between Solomon and God was actually transcending.
但是
But again,
这一个蒙恩如此多的一个所罗门，
This Solomon who had been given so much grace,
他竟然大胆的公然的和神的旨意抗争。
She so boldly, publicly rebelled, competed with God.
耶和华，你告诉我要从我手中夺去十个支派，免谈。
Lord, you tell me that you would tear away the 10 tribes from me. Forget it.
神，你要这样做，我不同意。
God, you want to do it, but I disagree.
所以他起来追杀。
Therefore, he rose up and he tried to pursue to kill Jeroboam, brothers and sisters.
他悔改了吗？
Did he repent?
若是他悔改了，
if he did,
怎么耶罗波安没有回来？
How come Jeroboam did not return?
弟兄姐妹，
brothers and sisters.
这不是我讲的。
I didn't say that.
这是神的话。
It's God's word.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
到底所罗门有没有悔改？
Exactly. Did Solomon repent?
从圣经中正面反面来看。
If we study the Bible positively and negatively,
除了我开头说的那一个这个传道书里面的那些问题以外，
except the first question, issue that I mentioned in Ecclesiastes,
我刚刚提的最少有11个事实，
as I mentioned, at least there are 11 facts,
从正面从反面，
Whether you view it positively or negatively,
好像所罗门没有悔改。
It does seem that Solomon did not repent.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
有一位弟兄曾经问我，
Once a brother asked me,
所罗门悔改不悔改和我们有什么关系啊？
Whether Solomon repent or not, what does he have any bearing with me?
这是他和神的事啊。
This is his business with God.
那他若悔改了，感谢神。
If he repented, thank God.
他若不悔改，他当然是吃亏了。
If he did not repent, of course, he would suffer loss.
那跟我们有什么关系？
What does it have anything to do with me?
你们说有没有关系？
Do you say there is any bearing at all?
没有关系。
Any bearing?
感谢主，你们都很谨慎。
Thank God，
也是对的，因为不大清楚，不要随便摇头点头。
You're all being very circumspect. Now, if you're not clear on this, don't just shake or nod your head so easily.
你们感觉怎样？我不知道。
I don't know what your take on this.
我诚实告诉你们。
But let me honestly tell you.
我越过也觉得所罗门有没有悔改，跟我们关系太深了。
More and more, I feel that whether Solomon repented had such a serious bearing on us.
也许我不要代替你们说。
I do not want to say this for you.
最少可以说。
At least,
我越过也觉得 所罗门有没有悔改跟我关系很深。
I could say that whether Solomon repented or not had such a big bearing on me personally.
怎么说呢?
Now, how does this go?
他呢,竟然悔改了。
If Solomon did repent,
对我来说是一个福音。
To me, this is a good tiding.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
一个那么蒙恩,那么认识神的人。
A person who is being granted such grace and who has known God so well, and he has fallen so deep, but thank the Lord, he repented. Oh, what a wonderful thing this is.
但是若他没有悔改,
but if he did not repent,
对我来说这是一个太深太重的一个警示。
This is a such deep and weighty warning.
警告我们。
Warning us.
不要太对自己太有把握。
Don't be so self-confident.
感谢神，所罗门都悔改了。
Praise God that Solomon repented.
神的怜悯，神的宽大。
Then this is because of God's mercy, because
那感谢主。
God's generous heart. So thank God I could be rest assured. And I could just become lax.
就像扫罗，扫罗他自己讲了，看自己所欢喜看的，爱自己所爱做的事，随便来。
Saul said, I would do whatever pleased me, whatever I like.
等到什么时候神来审判我的时候啊。
Whenever God is about to judge me,
我就向神说神啊，对不起，我悔改了。
And I would just say this, oh God, I'm sorry, I repent.
那好了吗?
Everything is fine.
但我们看见。
But here we see.
像该隐。
Like
Cain. 像以扫。
Like Esau.
还有一个人是谁啊？巴兰。
Balaam.
就没有悔改的机会了。
There is no chance given to them to repent.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们,
may the Lord be merciful to us.
要学习敬畏神,
let us learn to fear God.
在马拉西身上,
in Manasseh,
我们看见神好像好大的耐心啊,
we see such a tremendous patience on the part of God.
等这个坏家伙等了这么几十年了。
Waiting for this bad rascal for all these years.
所罗门是神所爱的，大概他会无限量的等他悔改啊。
And Solomon being beloved by God, so much, maybe God would just simply wait for Solomon to repent forever.
我再说，神给人机会，有的时候神有他的原则。
When God does give man opportunities, but God does have his principles.
他的限度。
There is a confinement.
我说过了。
And I said this before.
为什么马拉西神那么忍耐他?
Why is Manasseh? Toward him, God was so patient.
他从来不认识神啊。
Because he never knew God.
可是所罗门不是啊。
But it's not so with Solomon.
他认识神太深了。
He knew God so intimately.
他跟神之间的故事太多了。
And there were so many stories between him and God.
神好像没有给他悔改的机会。
As though God did not give him the chance to repent.
是这样吗?
Is that so?
我们可以这样说吗?
Could we say it in such a way?
不大可以。
Not so.
神的确给他很多的机会。
God did give Solomon a lot of chances.
神提醒他
God reminded him, exhorted him.
神警告他
God warned him.
神向他发怒
God became furious.
神向他宣告审判
God proclaimed his judgment on him.
没有看见他的反应
But we did not see any reaction on
his part. 反而是更放肆
Instead,
进行大工程
He became from bad to worse. He did even more, build more.Project.
这不像是一个悔改的人的反应。
It's simply not like a person who repents.
好了，求主怜悯所罗门。
May the Lord be merciful.
但我们有一个问题，神曾经指着所罗门说
：“Now we now have this question. One time, God.
我要把你永远坚定在我的国里。”
said this to Solomon, I will establish you in my kingdom forever.
那么他没有悔改。
But Solomon did not repent.
神离弃他了。
So God forsook him.
那他怎么办啊？
So what would happen to him?
他会不会沉沦啊？
Would he simply fall?
他还能永远坚定在神的国里吗？
Could he still be established in the kingdom of God forever?
神的应许是神要做的事情。
God's promise is the thing that God wants to perform.
因为所罗门不肯悔改。
Now,
如果不悔改的话，
if Solomon did not repent in the end,
那他完了，他没有王了。
Then, and then he was gone. He was just, he simply perished.
这一点我们可以放心。
Now, as to this issue, we could be rest assured.
对所罗门，我们不能放心。
That we. We could not be rest assured towards Solomon.
对神的应许，神的立约，神的信实，我们可以放心。
But toward God's promise, His covenant, and His faithfulness, we could be rest assured.
这怎么说呢？
Now, how does this go?
感谢神。
Thank God.
当主再来的时候，
When the Lord comes again,
在基督的台前，审判台前。
Before the judgment seat of Christ,
我们属主的人都要去受审判。
All of us who belong to the Lord will be judged.
所罗门也在其中。
Solomon would be among us.
也要接受神的再审判。
He would be judged again by God.
就像马太福音很多天国的比喻。
Just as in the book of Matthew, we see so many parables of the kingdom of heaven.
那五个愚拙的童女
The five foolish virgins
被关在门外
are shut outside the door.
别人得胜的人在国度里和主一同坐席
And the other people, the overcomers, dine together with the Lord in the kingdom.
他们被关在门外
And they are shut outside the door.
像那个领一千银子的那个恶仆人
And also like the evil servant who received one talent
被主人赶到黑暗的里面去
would be driven out into darkness by his master
在那里哀哭切齿
There he would be wailing and gnashing of teeth
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
为什么这样
Why is this?
因为神定义因为他们也是神手中的一块泥土
Because God has determined, even they are like that, there's still one lump of clay in the hand of God.
所罗门，如果说是一块有没有好坏，所罗门应该是一块好泥土吧。
As to Solomon, he should have been a very good lump of clay.
而且神在他身上有那么多的工作。
Since God has performed so many works in him.
神对他的期望何其大呀。
Oh, God's hope for him is so high.
但是在所罗门有生的日子，好像是。这个器皿没有做成哎。
And in all of the Solomon's of lifetime, it seems that this vessel is never.
如果他没有悔改，那就是神的工作没有完成啊。
If Solomon did not repent, then that means God's work is not finished.
但请记得，神不放弃。
God does not give up.
再说，腓立比书第一章第六节告诉我们。
Now let me say this again, Philippians 1:6.
神在我们身上既然动了善工。
Since God has begun the good work,
他就必要亲自成全这一个善工。
He himself will complete this good work.
直到基督耶稣的日子。
Until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督的日子。
The day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
广义来说，从他降生开始。
Broadly speaking, starts from the day of his birth.
到他再来建立国度一千年。
Until the time when he comes to build his millennium kingdom,
最后他把国交还给神。
In the end, he would deliver the kingdom to God.
过去了已经两千多年了。
The 2,000 years have passed.
未来的还有一个千年国度。
And still, the millennium kingdom is awaiting.
主什么时候回来？
When will the Lord return? We don't know.
可是很近了。
But very soon.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
神在这一个漫长的日子里头
God in such a long time
必要把他手中所有的泥土都做成器皿
will form all the clay in his hand into vessels
所罗门好像是一个贵重的器皿后来坏掉了
Solomon as though he was the vessel for honor, but in the end he was marred.
他真是一个卑贱的器皿。
Now he became a vessel for dishonor.
叫神多么的失望。
And that caused God to be so disappointed.
叫多少的子民失望。
And also disappointed so many of God's people.
那神不放弃。
However, God never gave up.
在国度的时期。
In the period of kingdom,
我相信,
I believe,
所罗门要吃苦头,
Solomon had to take his share.
要乖乖地接受神的修理,
Obediently, he will be disciplined by God.
直到神的工作完成在他的身上,
Until God's work is finished in him.
到国度结束了,
When the millennium kingdom is finished,
永世开始了,
When the eternal deeds are,
新天新地, 新耶路撒冷新耶路撒冷降在新天新地里头。
When the New Jerusalem descends into the midst of new heaven and new earth,
那个时候得胜者、失败者、所有属神的儿女，通通要进到新耶路撒冷里。
At that time, whether you are overcomers or failures, all of God's children will enter into this new heaven and new earth.
神所完成了许多的器皿。
And there, all the vessels completed by God.
都在那里彰显神的荣耀。
Will manifest God's glory.
不过，我相信还是有分别的。
Still, there's some distinction here.
有的人更靠近宝座。
Some of them would be more closer to the throne.
更显出神的荣耀。
Manifesting more of God's glory.
有的人感谢主也及格了。
As opposed to others, thank God they also pass the exam.
所以主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我再补一个事实。
I just want to add one more fact to this.
所罗门建造很多的丘坛在斜坡山上。
Solomon built so many high places in mountains.
如果他悔改了。
If he did repent.
他还做少年人的老师。
And he became teachers for young men,
教导少年人要敬畏神,
teaching young men to fear God,
还写了传道书,
he wrote,
还写了雅歌,
Ecclesiastes, the Song of Songs,
那些丘坛偶像不要去除啊,
why did he not abolish all the high places,
就让他留在那里啊,
the idols, and let them stay there.
我们的前辈的弟兄们告诉我，一个人刚刚蒙恩，如果家里有偶像，就好好除偶像了。
The brothers who were before us would tell us, for a person who just received God's grace, if there is any idol in his household,
这个大君王
take away them.
为他一切妃嫔，不知道建造了多少丘坛，就留在那里就算了。
And this great king, we don't know how many high places he had already built, and he simply left them all there.
悔改了，就来教导神的儿女，啊，就来做传道，啊，那就来写书律说，然后偶像留在那里。
If he repented and he came to teach young people, he wrote books, but at the same time leaving all the high places there.
你们说，哎，柯弟兄啊，你怎么知道偶像没有除啊
？And people would say, "Hey, brother Ko, how did you know that the idols were not?" Demonic.
圣经说的呀。
This is what the Bible says.
到了约西亚，经过三百多年，约西亚最后的一个好王，他被主兴起来。
300 years later, when we come to the last good king, King Josiah, whom God raised up,
他从耶路撒冷到斜坡山，把许多的偶像都除掉。
From Jerusalem to this mountain, he demolished all the idols.
圣经特别提起。
The Bible especially mentioned this.
是，也包括所罗门所建造的这些丘坛。
The Bible especially mentioned that what he abolished included the high places built by Solomon.
从这里好像也给我们看见。
And from here, it seems to show us that.
悔改了吗？
Whether this person repented or not. May the Lord be gracious to all.
我们要停在这里。
Now we have to conclude our sharing here.
韩弟兄。
Brother Hine.
你来解释这个聚会好吗？
Would you please step forward to conclude this meeting for us.
I'll pray in English. 你翻译好了，我讲中文好了。好，我们现在低头祷告。
Let's bow our head. Let's pray, please.
我们能够今天晚上在你面前，是你何等大的恩典。
Father, tonight we could be here. It is truly your great blessing and grace.
我们这些人是被称为主名下的人。
We are called by your name.
蒙你极大的保守。
We have been so greatly kept by you.
使我们能够这段时间从世界中分别出来，能够享受你在你宝座上所向我们所说传的信息。
That we could be separated from the world during this time to receive this message from your throne.
感谢父给我们让我们知道我们能够在你面前悔改是需要何等大的恩典。
Father, we thank you that we now know it is so much of your grace that we could repent.
让我们能够在你面前再一次能够长存一个悔改的心。
Grant us this heart before you that we would always have this repentant heart.
让我们听见圣灵向每个人所有的呼召。
And also we could hear the calling from the Holy Spirit to everyone.
呼召你的儿女们在各处都要悔改。
Calling your children in all places to repent.
是我们在等候主来的时候。
So while we're waiting for the Lord's returning,
我们能够脱离卑贱的事。
We would depart from all the dishonorable things.
让我们能够在你面前被你做成贵重的器皿。
And before you, we will be formed into vessels for honor.
在你面前，在你手中，成为你金器瓦器。
Before you, in your hands, we will become the vessels gold and silver.
能显出主的救恩的荣耀。
To manifest the glory of our Lord's salvation.
也显出父你自己宝贵的性情。
To disclose our Father God's precious attributes.
虽然聚会今天晚上在这里结束。
Although our evening meeting is concluded now.
但愿圣灵能够继续在我们里面向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit continue to speak into our hearts.
如果我们中间还有悖逆的人。
If there are rebellious people among us.
请你在梦中也向我们指点。
May you teach us in our dreams.
让我们明天起来。
So tomorrow, as we wake up,
再次能够见到我们荣耀的主。
Once again, we will see our glorious risen Lord.
在我们主耶稣复活的大能恩典中。
In our Lord Jesus' great resurrection and grace,
披上圣洁的装饰来敬拜我们的主。
Let us be clothed with holiness to worship our God.
求你与我们的弟兄、你的仆人同在。
May you be with our brother, your servant.
使他的灵魂体都能够兴旺。
So that his soul, body, and spirit will thrive.
让他能够也在保守在你的手中。
So he is kept in your hand.
继续领受你的话。
That he could continue to receive your word.
使我们能够能够在你面前再能够领受你的恩典。
And once again, we are able to receive your grace.
我们把众弟兄姊妹都交托在你的圣言中。
We also commit all the brothers and sisters to your holy word.
你祷告是奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
我们明天早晨10点，柯弟兄还有最后一堂的信息。 Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Brother Ko will continue the Lord's message. We hope that all of you may be able to attend.